This is the Pacifica National Board meeting of June 9th, 2011, 5:39 p.m. Pacific Time, 8:39 p.m. Eastern Time. Summer Rees, Chair, Bill Crozier, Vice Chair, will be electing a Secretary Pro Tem. Actually, we've had a volunteer to be Secretary Pro Tem for this evening, and we have a volunteer to be Secretary as well. So,
Excuse me?
Yes, who is that?
This is Kathy.
Hi, Kathy.
What is the, isn't there usually a process for nominating and electing secretary and secretary pro tem?
Sure. We had a volunteer to call the roll to get us started, and someone else is willing to volunteer to be secretary. That doesn't mean we won't follow the process if there's more than one nomination, in which case I think we'll probably have to do electronic ballots for the permanent position.
Okay, but for the Secretary Pro Tem, are you taking nominations?
Well, Afia had volunteered to call the roll. Heather Gray was willing to do it, but Heather has a local board meeting for a little while, so I was going to go ahead and accept Afia's offer to call the roll and get us started.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Kathy. So, Afia, could you go ahead and call the roll for us? And I believe
Ken Aaron.
Sorry, here.
Teresa Allen.
Someone's dog is present. If we could, if we could mute, please.
Yes, Fletcher. Alnar. Jessica. Okay. Rodrigo Argueta.
I can't understand what you're saying.
I believe she's calling by alphabetical order. Were you calling Rodrigo?
Yeah. The person with the dog, please mute.
Dog.
Nia Bayaka. Present. Wesley Bethune. Wesley Bethune.
Well, I know he's with us, so maybe he's muted and he'll come back on.
Carolyn Burden. Lydia Brazon. Lydia Brazon. Can't hear you, Lydia. Renee Bryce LaPorte. Renee, can't hear you. Bill Crozier.
I'm here.
Kathy Davis.
I'm here.
Heather Gray.
Heather will be joining us later this evening. She's requested excused absence in the meantime.
Campbell Johnson.
Present.
Ifia Wangaza, present. Kimmery Orendoff.
And Kimmery Orendoff called me shortly before the meeting, also requesting excused absence. He may join us late in the call, but he's unable to be with us sooner.
Laura Previs. Laura, can't hear you. Summer Rees.
Present.
Marcel Rees. Can't hear you, Marcel. Tracy Rosenberg.
Here.
Tracy Rosenberg will also be joining us later on the call. She's in transit.
Okay. The last here person announcing saying was that Marcel?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Dan Siegel?
Here. Also, I heard Tracy say that she was present.
No, I'm sorry. Summer Rees, the chair. I was just restating that Tracy Rosenberg had stated she'll join us later in the call. She's not requesting an excused absence.
Sorry.
Thank you.
Alex Steinberg.
Present.
Andrea Turner.
Present.
Arlene Engelhardt.
Present.
LaVon Williams.
Present.
Ricardo DeAnda.
Present.
We have quorum, Madam Chair.
This is Laura Privis, and I just joined the call.
Thank you so much. I'm sorry, who was that joining the call?
Laura Privis.
Ah, thank you, Privis.
Oh, and this is Bethune. I got dropped off the call, but I'm present also.
Thank you, Wesley. Thank you, Afia. Afia, are you willing to continue as Secretary Pro Tem in the interim? Okay.
Yes, I will.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Okay, and we have a quorum, it sounds like to me, so we can move forward here. Hopefully everyone has received a copy of the agenda. Is there any objection to the agenda? I did try to be very thorough and include all the stray motions I could track down. So is there any amendment, or may we move forward with approval of the agenda?
I have an amendment, Madam Chair. This is Nia.
Hi, Nia. Go ahead, please.
This is giving notice for nomination for permanent secretary for the next meeting. We need to give notice. And the other thing is notice for higher policy by the board.
Okay, thank you. Higher policy, you mean in terms of using outside contracted secretarial services to support the elected secretary?
Any higher. Council.
I understand. Okay, so you are giving notice to have on the agenda for the next meeting election of a permanent secretary and a hiring policy for any contracted services for the board?
That's correct.
Okay. Thank you, Nia. It'll be on the next agenda.
This is Ken. I got two things.
Yes.
I think there should be in the committee reports a section for the Financial Recovery and Audit Task Force.
There is, isn't there? I think it's, there should be, it's directly.
Oh, I see. I'm sorry. I got it.
It's because it's a task force. It came after the other committees. I mean, God help us. I hope we actually get there.
Okay, that's fine. And the other thing was, I don't understand the Robert's Rules concept of making an announcement that you're having a motion to the next meeting and that therefore gets it on the agenda of the next meeting. As if that it would then pop ahead of other motions that have been waiting in new business or coming out of committee.
I don't believe it does. It just puts them in new business, and obviously electing a secretary is something that would...
No, I understand that. I meant, okay, so... But I don't. Is it even required? Does that guarantee that it becomes new business? I don't understand the procedure. Like, if I were to say... anyhow, this is not part of approving the agenda, but I'm making a note that I don't consider that standard Robert's Rules procedure.
Just point of information.
For adding items to the agenda by making a notice, and then therefore it's automatically on the next agenda.
Okay,
this is Lydia.
Hi, Lydia, yes?
Hi. No, I think the point of noticing the motion is so that the motion only requires a majority rather than a two-thirds, and that is a...
I don't know what
anyway,
point of information. Whoever's using that Robert's Rule, could they please send to me and the rest of the committee reference to Robert's Rules that indicates what they're doing? Because to me it seems non-standard or arbitrary.
Okay, I am making a note, as I've been doing kind of steadily after these meetings, on things I have to look up to.
And this is Lydia. I was not suggesting it automatically puts it on the agenda or bumps another committee.
Whether I need to pack them a lunch or not, I can ask.
Yeah.
Teresa here.
Hi, Teresa. We were hearing about lunch there. Okay, you'll be noted as present. Thank you. Okay, all right, I will look into this. I wasn't bumping anything because people give me notice. I essentially take that as put it into new business because it's not coming out of a committee, except for the issue of electing a permanent secretary, which obviously takes precedence as being an officer position, which must be filled. So But, Lydia, if you have any citation on that from Roberts, obviously that will make my life easier, but I'm making a note here too.
Yeah, I'll send it out after this meeting because I don't have computer access this evening. I'm having work done in my
place. That's fine. I don't expect anybody to send this stuff out during the meeting as long as we don't have
but
to.
But I will
do
it over the weekend.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Madam Chair, Campbell.
Hi, Campbell. Yes, please.
Yes. I would like to notice for our meeting there are a couple of things that were referenced to the Governance Committee. Governance Committee has not met.
Yes.
However, they had been acted on by the LSB at WPFW, and that's the standing rules with which I think they've been before the board before, and the hiring of an accountant. And the third thing, which is a tad different, is the disciplinary matter that you were going to research.
Okay, I'm not understanding, Campbell. Are you asking?
Point
one second.
Point of order.
One moment.
Madam Chair.
Just before I move on to the point of order, I'm sorry, Campbell. Are you asking? Are you noticing to put something on the next agenda based
yes.
on this thing that we're looking into? Okay. Could you please send me what those items are, if you would be kind enough?
Surely.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Yes, Alex.
Point of order. This is dilatory. There is no requirement to notice a motion that you intend to make at the next meeting. The only time that comes into play is if, in not doing so, it requires a two-thirds vote to approve the motion. This is not the case here. This is just wasting our time.
Okay, so essentially, Alex, you're saying people can just go ahead and send me their motions and they can go on the next agenda under new business, which is fine with me as well, just so everyone knows that, as long as I get them, okay? So, but if there is something, Lydia, that you have as a citation, please send it to me. Thank you. Okay, Campbell, and if you would, please send those motions to me, okay?
Sure.
Thank you so much. Okay, are there any actual changes for this evening's agenda? Because it's good to take care of the business for the next agenda, but if we have a lot on here, maybe we could get through a decent chunk of it if we're lucky.
I have a point of information, Madam Chair.
Yes, Mia.
Is the legally elected recording secretary on the call?
Yes, he did identify himself prior to our going on the stream as being present.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Okay, very good then. Are there any objections to the agenda in its present condition? And if not, then may we approve it? Okay, and hearing none, Madam Secretary Pro Tem, could you please note that, and Recording Secretary, and that way we can move on to the next thing. Thank you, everyone. We have two sets of minutes, which were distributed to the board a few days ago, I believe, by our former secretary. Have people had an opportunity? One of them had been revised to review those minutes, perhaps. And there is a set from April 7th, revised, and a set from April 27th. And I'll take them one at a time. Are there any objections to approving the minutes of April 7th?
This is Mia.
Yes, Mia. Go ahead, please.
I think the one of them, the corrections that I made weren't added, but I really don't want to take up time to do this because I don't know what the problem is. If I send them out and they're not being added, I'll just vote against the minutes because I really don't want to take up any more time with this.
Thank you so much, Mia. I appreciate that. Okay, and if it's if you'd like to send me my attention what those corrections were, that would be helpful.
I'll send them again.
Thank you, thank you, Nia. Okay.
Well, now that we have a new secretary, maybe it would be better.
Well, we'll just try to handle these things one at a time. So, are there other than the noted corrections, which? Member Bediako says we're not included. Are there any objections to approving these minutes of April 7th?
I would just abstain.
I object.
Okay, I'm sorry. Could you identify yourself? I couldn't tell who that was. Sorry. Who's objecting?
This is Nia Bediako.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, Nia. I always recognize your voice. Sorry about that. Okay, well then... okay, so we have one objection and
one abstention.
And is the abstention a FIA?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Are there any other objections? Well, see, we have to call the roll when that happens. FIA, could you just go ahead and call the roll, please, as to approval? I just want to get through these approvals and move on with the actual rest of the agenda.
Ken, Aaron? Can't hear you, Ken.
Approved.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand your response.
Yes.
Okay.
Approved, accept the minutes.
Okay. Teresa Allen? Can't hear you, Teresa. Jessica Apollinar?
Accept the minutes. Teresa says accept the minutes.
Thank you. Jessica Apollinar?
Okay, accept the minutes.
Did you say yes? Did Jessica say yes?
Yes.
Rodrigo Argueta? Can't hear you, Rodrigo. Nia Bediaco?
No.
Wesley, thank you. Wesley Bethune?
Yes.
Thank you. Carolyn Burden? Can't hear you, Carolyn. Lydia Brazon?
Abstain.
Renee Bryce Laporte? Cannot hear you, Renee. Bill Crozier?
Abstain.
Kathy Davis?
I abstain.
Heather Gray? Campbell Johnson?
No.
Ishia Mordaza abstains. Kimmery Orendorf? Laura Priebus?
I'll abstain.
Summer Reese? Sorry.
Yeah, I only vote if I need to. Thank you.
Marcel Reed?
Abstain.
Tracy Rosenberg? Tracy Rosenberg? Dan Siegel?
I wasn't at the meeting, so I guess I have to abstain.
Alex Steinberg?
I'll pass.
Andrea Turner?
No.
Okay. Rodrigo Argueta? Carolyn Burden? Renee Bryce Laporte? And Alex Stein.
Yes.
Was there someone else in addition to Alex speaking? One, two, three, four, five yeses. One, two, three no's, and one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight abstentions. Five yeses, three noes, and eight abstentions, Madam Chair.
Okay. Passes by a nose. Please note it. Thank you. And now we can move on to the April 27th minutes, if we could. And hopefully people have had an opportunity to take a look at those minutes as well. So
This is Nia, Chair?
Yes, Nia.
And the same thing carries for me. Some of them that I suggested weren't named, so I'll be voting no. So I object.
Okay, thank you. So if we could, please, just for the sake of efficiency, FEFE would be kind enough to please just call the roll on this one as well and see where we get.
Ken,
thank you.
Ken Aaron?
Well, I'm joined a crowd. I'll abstain. I feel left out.
It's so popular this evening.
Teresa Allen? Can't hear you, Teresa.
Yes.
Thank you. Jessica Apollinar?
Yes.
Are you voting yes to approve the minutes of April 27th?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Rodrigo Argueta? Can't hear you, Rodrigo. Nia Bediaco?
No.
Thank you. Wesley Bethune?
No.
Carolyn Burden? Lydia Brazon?
Abstain.
Renee Bryce Laporte? Can't hear you, Renee. Bill Crozier?
Abstain. How did Lydia vote? I couldn't understand.
I abstain.
Okay.
Kathy Davis?
Abstain.
Thank you.
Abstain.
Heather Gray? Can't hear you, Heather.
I believe she won't join us until later this evening.
Campbell Johnson?
No.
Ifia Wangaza abstains. Kimri Orendoff? Laura Priebus?
Abstain.
Marcel Reed?
Abstain.
Tracy Rosenberg? Dan Siegel?
Abstain.
Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Andrea Turner?
No.
Okay.
I'm going to change my vote to a yes. I didn't see anything wrong with them. I just...
Okay, so it's 1, 2, 3, 4 yeses. 1, 2, 3, 4 noes. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 abstentions.
Okay, and that being a tie and myself being the tiebreaker, I'll vote yes so that the minutes are approved. Thank you.
Hi, this is Tracy. I'm just letting you know that I just joined the call.
Thank you, Tracy.
Thank you.
So those minutes are approved as well. Thank you. Thank you, Ophia. All right. Very good. Back to the agenda. All right. I do believe in terms of... protocol, it is appropriate to take nominations for the secretary. We obviously have to, if there's more than one person, do the voting electronically, and those results would be announced at the next meeting. So I will go ahead and, before we move on to acknowledgments and all the rest of that, I don't think it's out of order to accept nominations for secretary because it's important to make sure that, yes? I'm sorry, there was a point of order? One moment.
There was somebody who was going to be joining the meeting a little bit later, right? It's Heather Gray.
This is true. So, yeah, I guess we could do it later on. That's a valid point, Ken. Okay, I just want to make sure that we actually do it this evening before we adjourn from open session, that we at least take the nomination so that we can have that process underway and decided by our next meeting. Okay, point well taken. Thank you.
Point of order?
Kathy.
Is it possible to just take nominations now and leave the period open for nominations till the end of the meeting? I'm not sure I'll be here when Heather arrives.
Yeah, I guess we could leave nominations open for the whole meeting. I mean, would you like to go ahead and nominate someone, Kathy?
Yes, I would like to nominate Ifia Nwangaza. Thank you.
Okay.
Second.
Thank you, Kathy. Thank you, Campbell.
And I will go ahead and nominate Heather Gray because she's also willing to do it, if there's a second on that.
I'll second it, Spill.
Okay, thank you. So we have two nominations for secretary at this point. And are there any other nominations at the moment? Okay, so we'll let them ride, and then I think we'll go ahead and revisit the issue before we leave open session, just in case anyone decides to throw their hat into the ring, okay?
Can I make an announcement relevant to this?
Yes, of course. Alex?
I would like to get prior notice of my intentions to move to rescind the motion that established the present recording secretary.
What are you giving notice of, Alex? I can't quite understand.
My intention to rescind the motion that was passed at the in-person meeting for the recording secretary.
Okay. You're giving notice of that. Okay.
Would you repeat what he said?
He's giving notice to rescind the motion approving the present recording secretary. And that would be for the next meeting. Thank you, Alex. If you could please make a note of that, Afia. Thank you. Okay. Very good. All right. That moves us on to acknowledgments. Since we're on the subject of secretaries, I would like to acknowledge the work of Carolyn Burden over the last 3 months. I believe that she was diligent in attempting to see to it that the national office records were current and were updated with minutes, and certainly was conscientious in trying to see to it that we met our legal obligations in terms of having our minutes available for review. So I would like to thank her for her help in that regard and her sincere efforts as secretary. And I believe she did have, help from various individuals whom she acknowledged, and I believe Richard Uzzell was one of them in terms of dealing with back minutes. So I would like to also acknowledge his assistance to Carolyn during that period. And anyway, so I would like to, being secretary, taking any of these officer positions is not easy, no matter who's doing them. So I think that we should acknowledge the hard work of our colleagues in attempting to fulfill the duties required by serving on this board and seeing to it that all of our legal records are in proper order. So
point of information, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Yes. So that's my acknowledgement. I'd like to acknowledge Carolyn's work.
Point of information, Madam Chair.
Yes, Teresa.
Thank you very much for acknowledging me. Is it true that we have to submit the minutes from the last 6 months of last year, that those have not been submitted or filed, and that we need to submit those for purposes of either FCC or CPB?
I'm going to be clarifying that with Chris in the national office to see what records we have and what records are not completed, because we do have an obligation as a nonprofit corporation to have minutes of all of our meetings, to have them, a record available, and to submit those from time to time to the FCC. So I do not know what minutes are finished from last year, so I'm going to ascertain that, and obviously whatever needs to be done to bring anything that is not yet completed to completion needs to occur.
You.
So I will... it's something I'm already aware of that needs to be addressed. So, yes, I believe there may still be some unfinished minutes from last year that need to be addressed and brought up to date. So.
This is Nia.
Thank you. Nia, go ahead, please.
Yes. I would like to acknowledge all the directors who complimented me on having the courage and doing the right thing for notifying the board that the former secretary hired the services of the former secretary to do the work without the consent of the board and not to actually vilify me. So I would like to really commend those people. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. And we can have further discussion, I think, in executive session if there needs to be further discussion. But I think there's a misunderstanding of some of these things and not necessarily on anyone's part. Are there any other... And there's some feedback there, so everyone please mute your phone.
Yeah.
Not currently.
Is Tracy on the staff, please?
Thank you. Tracy.
And this is Tracy with an acknowledgement.
Thank you. Tracy and then Kathy.
Campbell.
And then Campbell. And then we'll shortly be at the end of our time on this issue. So go ahead, Tracy.
Yes, I'd like to acknowledge and personally thank the KPFA program Flashpoints, which airs Monday through Friday from 5 o'clock p.m., for really their invaluable assistance with an important telecom vote at the California Public Utilities Commission this morning, which was won by a narrow vote of 3-2. The preponderance of the public, of the members of the public who came to the public comment session, heard about it on Flashpoints. They were Pacifica listeners, and they really made a difference in public policy and in our communications environment going forward. And I'm very grateful to Flashpoint, and I'm grateful to Pacifica for the ability to help people participate in this public policy process in their own interests. It is rare and it is wonderful and it is marvelous. We are an incredibly important institution, and it was good to really feel that today. So thank you.
Hear, hear. Thank you to the public and to our stations. Excellent. Thank you, Tracy. Kathy and then Campbell.
Thank you. I wanted to actually acknowledge the work in New York City. I wanted to acknowledge the listeners to WBAI, but also our new general manager and interim program director for the leadership in evolving the processes here. We had another successful fund drive of meeting the goal, going a little bit beyond our goal of 850,000, and it seems that our fulfillment of the fundraising is also improving. I don't know the exact figure, but it's certainly quite a bit higher than it was a few years ago. So I just wanted to acknowledge that success in the midst of all the other issues that we have here at WBAI. I think that's important. So I want to thank Tony Bates, Bertold Reimers, and the listeners at WBAI and the producers who made that possible. Thanks.
Thank you, Kathy. Campbell?
Yes, thank you very much, Madam Chair.
Of course.
I am acknowledging the contributions of staff and all persons involved in the FCC recertification process, which I understand our documentation was filed on time, June 1st, and as I understand from the feedback that I've had, that it was in good order, and I'd have to recognize again the WPFW family for having been able to exceed its most recent goal in fund drive that was able to make up for the shortfall from our prior fund drive. Thank you very, very much, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Campbell. And I had heard one other person who wanted to say something.
That was me, Alex.
Okay, Alex, go ahead, please.
I just want to acknowledge some unsung heroes of the Pacifica Foundation. These are the people who toil in the bowels of our governance structure. And I'm speaking in particular of the people that are on the Financial Recovery Task Force. Both this comprises both Pacifica National Board members as well as some non-board members, former members of the Finance Committee and the Audit Committee. They've been working very hard to formulate some policies and figure out how we're going to make this foundation sustainable. And I just want to acknowledge their work.
Thank you, Alex. Okay, I think we're at time on this and probably past due, so unless somebody else has an urgent need to acknowledge anyone right now, perhaps we can move on. Okay. I'm sorry, who is that? Was that someone wishing to speak? Okay, perhaps not. Okay, thank you. So, actually, things are moving along rather well this evening. I'm very pleased about that. I had asked for 10 minutes for my chair report. I don't think I will need the whole 10 minutes. I'm hopeful that by What I would like to see going forward here is that we, despite differences of opinion on matters of policy, how we see the best way of addressing Pacifica's needs, that we, as a board, will be able to work constructively and actually move through our agendas and be able to simply vote on things one way or the other, to vote them up or down, and not to get too hung up on using procedure as a means of not getting to actually addressing items. I'm hopeful that, you know, as long as everyone's stuff is in the agenda, that we can move through the agenda. And I will deal, obviously, with any motion issues as they arise. I think the meeting a couple weeks ago was rather difficult for everyone, and I'm hopeful that we're going to just treat this the what it is. Sometimes the votes will go one way, sometimes they'll go another way, but I hope that we can effectively deal with the business confronting the foundation rather than the business confronting the board sometimes, and that we'll be able to simply address issues and make intelligent decisions so that we can effectively steer this ship the way we're supposed to as a board, and facilitate the improvement of Pacifica's finances and the position of Pacifica in dealing with its business matters, and doing what the listeners really, what they perceive, which, thank goodness, is actually radio and not all of the business end of keeping radio on the air. And that if we're able to deal with some of those functional administrative issues, that we will continue to put out really good politically relevant and culturally relevant radio programming, which seems to be at least what most people who aren't too involved with governance associate with Pacifica, which is really good. So that's really what I wanted to, you know, cover in my report, is that I'm hopeful that the rest of this year will be productive in addressing the things that are actually on the agenda so that we move through them and continue to do business. And what Alex said is very true. I think that, you know, making some significant, I'm looking for the right word, but, you know, some significant progress on addressing some of the problems that we can all acknowledge make it difficult to pursue the mission of Pacifica, which is not handling administrative stuff, but is really just getting good radio out on the air. So, anyway, I think that's really it. I'm hoping that we'll be productive and professional, and just acknowledge that we don't agree on everything, but just try to get through our agendas and accomplish things for the foundation, because the only reason the board exists is for the benefit of the foundation and for the listeners, so that they continue to have these radio stations and this network to serve the public. And I think that's really important with what's going on around us politically. We are literally, I mean, the things that Tracy covered, you know, and it was the same here in Los Angeles when the FCC hearings were happening 4 years ago. It was KPFK that got people out to the FCC hearings. And, you know, whether that made a difference in that particular battle or not isn't really the issue, but we serve a very valuable and important niche in the media market out there, and in terms of being a witness to what's happening with our government. So I hope that we will all keep that forefront in our minds as we're going forward and dealing with business. So that's it. Thank you. So, Arlene, you have an executive director report?
Yes, I do. Sorry, I was muted. Can you hear me now?
We can hear you.
Okay. First of all, I'd like to report that we did have a number of people attending NFCB this year, being that it was right here in our backyard. I had negotiated with NFCB, even though we couldn't afford to sponsor any events, KPFA was still one of the sponsoring stations, and Andrew gave one of the three welcomes. There were three sponsor stations, the two public radio stations and KPFA from this area. The theme of the conference this year was community engagement, and it was carried throughout the conference and was very well received, and there was just a lot of communication between people about the importance of community engagement. And of course, the majority of stations that attend this, I think, are really community radio stations, although there are a number of NPR stations that are also members, but there was a strong support for community engagement. There was also a very strong development fundraising component that ran throughout the sessions, including a very, very fine workshop on the preceding day. And some of our people benefited a great deal from that also. I was one of the presenters at the conference, and I gave a presentation, and you can all sit and laugh about this one, but think better boards. And I have passed on one of my resources I've sent to Summer, an excellent book. I wish I had the money to buy copies for everybody on the board. But, you know, two of the things that I emphasized and that we had standing room only in this particular workshop, it will probably be one of the pre-workshops next year, was reminding people, and a lot of people, they've heard this, but they don't really stop to think about it, that for nonprofit organizations, the one thing that is actually legally required is that they have a board. They don't have to have a chief operating officer of any kind. They don't have to have a paid staff. They do have to have a board. And that sort of makes it clear that the board is very important and needs to be service of the organization and really developing and taking responsibility for the best interest of the organization as a whole. So I talked about that quite a bit. Also, one of the biggest things that I ran across in every piece of literature, and I've certainly seen it happen, was the fact that many times individual board members get a little confused and they are talking to staff people and they get a little frustrated, and so they say, well, remember, I'm your board. Well, that's not the case either. The board as a whole supervises the executive director, and in some cases, as with Pacifica, maybe one additional high-level employee. In our case, that's the CFO, that's jointly supervised by the board and the executive director. But aside from that, the board does not directly supervise employees, and so they should be really funneling things through the executive director. That doesn't mean there shouldn't be communication, particularly information flowing back and forth between staff and board. That's a good thing. And social interaction, that's a good thing, too. But it is something for us to remember, and certainly no individual board member is the supervisor of any person, including the chief officer of an organization. And there was a lot of discussion of that at the meeting, and a lot of people that talking about the presentation, because unfortunately we only had an hour and a half to cover boards, and we easily could have covered 6 hours of material. I wanted to report that we're moving ahead with the business manager evaluations. We have developed the form. We've developed the process. There are a few kinks that need to be worked out in terms of making sure that we have all of our job descriptions in-house and working with them to be sure that they're appropriately covered by this evaluation. We have a timetable that will carry us through, and we should have met with the general manager and CFO should have jointly met with every business manager to complete the evaluation before the end of July. I have to skip my next note because I'm not sure what I meant, but I've been working a lot with the FRAT committee on the information there, and you'll get that report from the FRAT committee, but we are, I think, making a lot of progress and moving ahead with a lot of issues there, and the staff here has been extremely cooperative in helping to get the information that's needed together in order to move forward. We will also be working with the 6 and 7 month cash flows and the balance sheet and the working capital for the end of the year over the next week, and that should be, we'll be particularly concentrating on KPFA, WBAI, and WPFW. Some of that material is necessary for the for the information that WPFW needs to submit as part of a application on their first site. I will be in Los Angeles next week. Oh, that's what my BD note meant. Bernard Duncan begins on the 14th at Los Angeles. That's our new general manager there. I will be there to work with him and to help introduce him to some of the board and staff members for the 3 days following the 15th to the 18th, and to help him get started, hopefully in the right direction. From there, I'll be to New York to work with Bertolt on property, mainly property issues there, and a few other issues that need attention. We'll be working Sunday through Tuesday, and then I'll be going to Washington, where I will be looking at the property that they think is their first choice, and also meeting with AFTRA there and a number of other issues that require my attention. John O'Malley is going to come down for the 1 day in order to also look at the property that's being considered and evaluated from a technical perspective. I'd like to report that overall we had a successful fund drives this last round. We reported on a number of them at the last meeting, but three of our stations actually made or exceeded goals, and that was WBAI, WPFW, and KPFK. KPFT came up a little short, and so did KPFA, but KPFA actually came up better than they had hoped, at least for part of the drive. I'd like to echo what I believe it was Kathy that said earlier, that they are doing a great job in increasing at this point, almost at 77% for this year. And on the drive that was just completed, I believe that Bertolt said that they were at 67 or 68%. So that's a far cry from the 65% that they were the last couple of years overall, not just, you know, on one drive. I mean, 68% at this point when the drive just closed on May 31st is actually very good. So I think we're making some progress, but we're going to have to be extremely vigilant during the last half of the year. We're going to have to take some steps in terms of perhaps changing some of our fundraising dates, looking at some creative solutions in order to come out with the outcome that we hope, and we're going to have to look very carefully at the cash flows and in all stations, and also look very carefully at the employees, FTEs, and full-time equivalents. We'll continue to monitor any employees that are being paid as contractors, and we'll continue to work to improve our payroll situation and from our agency. That's it for me.
Thank you, Arlene. LeVar, do you have a CFO report?
Madam Chair, I don't know, point of order here. Could
yes.
we please get the person in the trailer with the dog who's doing their dishes to mute their phone?
Such detail, Ken. We're in a Hemingway novel. Okay. Please, would everyone kindly, out of consideration for your colleagues and the listening public, remember #1, internalize that code, #1. Please mute your phones. Thank you, everyone. If you're not presently speaking, you may not realize you're making noise, but you may be. So #1.
Madam Chair?
Yes, I'm sorry. Who's that?
Yeah. Hi, this is Andrea.
Hi, Andrea.
I just have a question for Arlene.
Sure. Of course. I'm sorry. Yes, I should have asked if anyone had questions for the executive director before we moved on. Thank you, Andrea. Go ahead,
okay.
Please.
Yeah, Arlene, you mentioned contract employees. About how many do we have, do you know?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear what you asked, Andrea. Could you repeat it?
I said how many contract employees do we have right now? And are we overexpending or underexpending?
Sometimes that one is hard to track, and so I can't give you a firm answer. I can tell you that we've cut it down because I've been working on it at each station. And
okay.
We have, if you're talking about KPFA, one of the things that they haven't violated much is that provision. There is one contract position there that we're looking at closely because we think it's costing us too much. It's something that could be a legitimate contract, but we're not convinced that we're getting what we're paying for. So the current manager is investigating that right now. At some of the other stations, we've basically eliminated the contract positions, and I'm working with each station to track down anybody that might be being paid that way. There are a few things that are legitimate, but in most cases, that's been an excuse for not putting them on the payroll.
Okay, one moment, everyone, please. And I heard something that was almost vacuumish, so please, again, mute if you're not talking. Andrea, did you have another question?
Point of information, that was a train going by.
For the contract position at KPFA.
Pardon? Please, go ahead, Andrea.
Do you know what function that is?
I think that's an executive session.
Yes.
I'll be glad to discuss that in executive session.
Thank you.
Okay,
yeah,
great,
any
thank
personnel
you.
Issues we should discuss. If there's any detail to those, they need to be discussed in executive session. Thank you. Campbell and then Ken. Go ahead, Campbell.
Yes. Arlene, you had mentioned that WPFW needed to submit some information, and then that's when the dog that's washing the dishes was
Not WPFW that has to submit the information. Well, they have to submit it, but they have to depend on us to supply part of it. So we've been working hard to put that together for them.
What information is it in relation to?
Some of the
what?
Financial information that they need to submit to the owner of the site that is under consideration.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Campbell. Go ahead, Ken.
If I could just request that you could state the new GM's name more clearly for the rest of the board.
Sure. It's Bernard, and he goes with the pronunciation. As he says, we don't say Hallard, and so he prefers not to be called Bernard. It's Bernard Duncan, and he's arriving, or maybe he's already arrived, from New Zealand. I'm guessing he's arriving this weekend. He starts on Tuesday at KPFK. And as I mentioned, I'll be there Wednesday through Friday.
Okay, and then I have a question about the NFCB. How many employees or members of Pacifica attended, and how were they selected, and how much does that cost?
That was a matter for each station to decide. KPFK actually is the only station this year that's not a member of NFCB. And because of the significant track on development, your current manager, decided that it was appropriate for your development director to come up and attend that, and she went under the auspices of KPFT, so she got member rates on that.
Was there one person from each station?
No, there was not one person from each station. John Hughes from Washington attended on a scholarship for African-American stations. Wayne and Ernesto, the general manager and program director, attended from Houston. Jennifer attended from Los Angeles. The membership director, the manager and program director, attended from KPFA because it was right here, and Laverne and I attended from the national office.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ken. Okay. Are there any other questions? We're past time on this, but are there any other questions?
Can you hear me?
I'm sorry, who is that?
This is Teresa. Can you hear
me? Hi, Teresa. Go ahead, please.
I would like to say that Ursula Rudenberg attended, and we had, I guess, almost standing room only at the affiliates presentation.
Thank you, Teresa, for bringing that up. Ursula, I would like to mention again, is extremely effective and well-liked by our affiliates, and we did have standing room only at the affiliates meeting, and then we had an informal get-together later in the evening, too, but Ursula instituted something this year which was, I think, excellent, and that was an award. She actually selected four people that have worked very, very hard on the New Station Initiative, and people were thrilled that something like this was happening. In coming years, she plans to put that out to the affiliates for nominations, and then we'll select someone. They were given one of the thumb drives from the archives as a token of appreciation for all the work they have done, and got a round of applause from the people in the room. And the general feeling at the conference and the people that came up and talked to me both before and after that meeting was just extremely positive from our affiliates. It really was exciting to see. I should also mention that Heather Gray was there. And then, of course, as always, Brian DeShazer and Sean from the archives were there with a table and promoting the archives material. They shared that table with Ursula, and she had put together a very nice flyer on Al Jazeera English, as well as the general flyer that she uses for affiliates. And it was, all in all, I felt, a very successful conference.
Thank you.
If he is back.
Okay, if he is, go ahead, please.
What were the names of the recipients of the award?
Oh, boy, you're catching me off balance. Let's see, it was Michael Cousins. It was Al Davis. It was...
Todd York.
Pardon?
Todd York from Common Frequency got one. Right.
Yeah, Todd York from Common Frequency. And I'm thinking about the fourth one. I'll send out an email on that, and I should say that Tracy was also at the meeting from her organization.
Yes, not on Pacifica's dime.
No.
Thank you, everyone. And I believe Heather Gray also attended from her radio station, not at Pacifica's expense either. So.
No.
Okay, thank you, everyone. If we could go ahead and go on to the CFO report. LaVarne?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Just wanted to say that the NFCB was actually a very well-conducted event. It was extremely satisfying to meet a number of the people there that I had not met, and that also one of the former board members, Rip Robbins, he was also at the event. He attended. So as far as in the finance area, we're closing for the month of May. So, and also, so that is going on now. But in fact, to the NFCB, there were a number of contacts that I was able to make, got information, talked about, and of course they talked about CPB funding. So I believe they said that we are funded through the year 2013, I believe. So we will have to then determine, you know, what we expect for Pacifica to receive for the 2012 fiscal year. That, again, this allowed us to make contacts with those individuals who have influence there. So that was very good. Also met and talked with the individual with the Radio Research Consortium in terms of getting the Arbitrons. So Arlene and I both spoke with her one-on-one. And she's willing to offer us an opportunity, the two stations that are not currently receiving Arbitrons, to start receiving them again with a payback schedule, and also in terms of trying to get a return within the cost. So, of course, that's my goal all the time. So had a really good conversation with her, and she offered us a schedule for everyone to start receiving Arbitrons again. And also for the stations that are not doing the car donations, the person who does car donations is here and really, you know, selling that as a means to raise funds. So those who are not on that or perhaps do not have, I think her the name of this person's group is car donations. So we will, car donations, right, Center for Car Donations. So that's an opportunity if people would like to, each one of the stations could pursue that. That we are going ahead in terms of with the business manager training. The business manager, Maria Negret, found a group that's actually located in Silicon Valley, and there's a trainer in Southern California. So we found a resource where that's reasonable and is willing to do specialized training for the Pacifica business managers, and in terms of report writing and also basically in terms of your basic Great Plains use. We are at the NFC. Also, there were other meeting conference, several meetings that where Krigler was there, so Arlene spent some time, so it's always good to meet with him. Although, you know, he's not, you know, a person who really charges us a lot. He really gives us a break on a lot, but it's really good to be able to talk to people at those events when you can ask questions where it's not perhaps will cost us directly. That one of the really good sessions that I attended was one on fundraising that was done by Kim Klein, and it was really excellent. And one of the tools that we can use, there's a tool called Raising $50,000 in 6 weeks. So that is a program that I want to share with this board, and that I would like to run that like either in September or before the end of the year. We have 6 weeks. We want to raise $50,000. We look at a number of names of individuals in each one of our areas. You're assigned a number of people to either call or personally visit, and in 6 weeks we stop. So it's really, I think, a good program. I think that it's something that we can all do, and we're really a good project. And perhaps we can get, we've talked with Kim, and perhaps we can get someone from her organization to run it for us, which should be, you know, 6 weeks, $50,000. So overall, it's really good to kind of broaden your perspective, and in terms of making those contacts, and in the end, it really helps to help Pacifica, I think, in terms of meeting with the individuals. So that's basically my report for this meeting.
Summer?
Okay, thank you. I'm sorry, who is that?
This is Arlene.
Sorry, Arlene. Okay, go ahead, Arlene.
I'm sorry, I just wanted to report two additional things briefly that I missed on my list. One is that the WPFW renewal for a license, they were the first station to come up for renewal. John Krigler actually submitted that a day early. He said that's the record, at least for Pacifica, and it's in the comment period now, so it's time for us to be very vigilant and careful. They'll be announcing that on the air, or have been started already at WPFW, but hopefully everything will go well. Certainly the forms and all were done in well done on time, and in some cases with quite a bit of effort, because we were missing a few things and it took some real effort to run those down. Also, our change of ownership form, which we have to file whenever we change boards, was filed on time, and that was necessary in order to file the DC license renewal, and so that was also filed with the FCC in late May.
Thank you.
Point of information.
I'm sorry, who is the point of information, please?
This is
Teresa. Teresa, thank you. And if everyone could please just identify yourself for the sake of the secretaries. Thank you. Go ahead, Teresa.
With Dan Siegel and Laura back on the national board, do we need to redo those papers?
I'm sorry, it's impossible to hear. There's a siren that is... If everyone could mute, that's not speaking. So if it's not a siren where Teresa is, then we shouldn't be
Point
hearing.
Of order, can't we just go through this, everybody on this call and ask them who is it that had the siren and the barking dog? It's the same person. And just have them mute.
Well,
we just have to go through everybody one at a time.
They've muted.
It's gone now.
Thank you. It's just, you know, it's just regular procedure. If you're not speaking, pound one. It's that simple.